I am what I am, sir. And what the world has made me.
I love my mom. She gave me life. She's the reason I'm here. And she puts a roof over my head and food on my back. That's why I love my mom.
What I like about my mom is that she supports me through everything. And she's really nice. She helps me with my homework. And she takes me a lot of nice places. She buys me clothes. And she loves me.
First off, I must commend you. You're tough enough to birth one and strong enough to do the job of two. Even though you shouldn't have to, cause to make one, it take two. I can't lie, I can't imagine what you go through. Without stability, what the child gon' grow through. It take a man to raise a boy to be a man and protect over his daughters and help guide her through this land. A broken home is a part of the plan. We play our cards right in their hand. You can see birth a seed, I believe he or she deserve a chance. The game plan is advanced, the game plan is advanced. Like it take two to tango, it also take two to teach balance and be stable. I remember mama told me keep my elbows off the table. Daddy showed me how to loop a tie, how to use a razor, but things done changed.
They need to hear, baby, you can do this, you're a world conqueror, you're a winner. You know, they need to hear encouragement coming from parents. So if I can't stress anything, as you can see, this here that says, get inspired, let's make a difference. What does your action say about you?
Mama shows her how to polish her French tips, while daddy shows him how to be a better man than he's been. Without this, it's a risk. Boys will grow violent, lose respect for women in life, and come to be tyrant bullies in Paris. Your baby girl will take whatever man's coming. Grew up before a time and never become a woman. It's getting out of control. These people in full control. The government got our babies, they raising them as they own. They twerking before they 12, losing their self-respect. The media got them hypnotized by the internet. $200 for J's, they killing niggas for J's. They fiending to hide them J's, your baby's turning to J's. I look at it in amaze. But back then in my days, if I wasn't properly raised, I'd be stuck in the same maze. Yes ma'am, no ma'am, is that a thing of the past? I wonder just how long this shit gon' last, cause things done changed.
Most important thing in dealing with different issues that may arise with the children, it's gonna be just setting consequences. And the most important thing with setting consequences, you want your children to grow up knowing that based on whatever choice they make, there will be certain consequences, and these consequences can be positive or negative. You want them to grow up with that instilled.
If life was a circle, then bring back the days when elders spoke and you talk back, you get smacked. Cause if you get out in these streets and you don't know how to act, you end up dead or in an orange suit, cuffed and shack. Bring back the days where niggas scrapped it out instead of busting guns, and we won't fighting over colors and dying over some crumbs. The days bitch and hoe won't allow on the radio when mama ain't call herself one in front of a 2-year-old. Let them hold a camera while she make a twerk video. Keep thinking they ain't listening and talk around them like they grown. Bring the days I look outside and see kids riding bikes, had a seat, double dutch and having water gun fights. Hang out all day, but you just make it home before the street lights. It was a rapper or wrestler, we all wanna be like. MCs were inspirational leaders when rocking the mic. Nowadays it's all about gimmick and hype, cause things done changed.